Perfect. Okay. So the first question, and again, like nothing personal, just kind of general perspective. How would you describe mental health for girls and young women?
Describe in like what it is to them, or like the level, like are they, is it?
It could really be anything, in terms of just how you see girls' mental health in the community, across the province, however you want to look at it. What that looks like, what mental health for girls really looks like right now.
I think for me, like my age group, kind of from high school to like pre, like starting university, I feel the girl's mental health, it's not very healthy. And I think this is because, especially at this age where we're changing the most, girls like to compete and compare with each other a lot. And these type of comparisons and thinking that one's not good enough, like really makes them feel like they have low self-esteem and everything, and they feel anxious and all that, and say a lot of negative stuff because they're not happy about themselves in comparison to others, and that's why I feel it's like unhealthy. And as to what I feel mental health looks like, I think it's just like you smile and you're happy and you have a positive outlook, a positive mindset to the things you're doing and to like living every day. It's not
I guess this question kind of ties in with that. But do you think that girls and young women are experiencing mental health problems these days? And why? Why do you think that is?
I feel actually that mental health like problems are very common among girls my age, and I feel the biggest cause is actually like social media, and just like I said, like competition between females and stuff like that, because social media now, it's like we could access a lot more like information as to kind of how others are living, what others look like, and what type of life others live, and that causes like girls to like compare and feel unhappy or unsatisfied with themselves, and they keep wanting to change themselves. But some things you can't change or you can't attain, it's not you, right? And then I think like because they can't achieve this, that they just have a like a negative mindset, and then it affects their mental health.
And I guess like even part of that too, what do you think like are some of the specific mental health issues that are experienced by young women today? Like, have you noticed that?
What are examples of mental health issues?
Yeah, like anxiety or a body image stuff where you mentioned it sounds like, through what you're saying too, just comparing, like self-esteem stuff, it's those are kind of examples of what that might look like.
Depression. Is that something? Depression is quite like the it's a bigger topic, because I think like so like I feel the thing is that many people don't have a solid knowledge of what depression is, and then they just say that they're depressed, and then the more they say it, the more they actually become depressed. Something else is, I think, like the I'm not sure if this is part of mental health, but like when you're in a negative circle, friends group, and the peer pressure causes you to feel bad for yourself. I feel for this age group, it's like a lot of self-esteem, and a personal image of yourself.
I think you kind of already answered this question, but one of them is like, what kinds of things do you think affect the mental health of girls and young women today? And so you mentioned like the peer pressure, social media. Is there anything else that you think affects girls' mental health? Totally good. okay. What was my question? Well, let me just pull this up here. Oh yeah, we were talking about what kind of things do you think affect the mental health of girls or young women today?
Yeah, so I wanted to also add on, it's like parents and family. So because the thing is, there's still the pressure on girls with their studies, because like their parents want them to get, I guess, become the top, the class, get to the best program, you know? And then sometimes if the girls just want to take a break, just to relax, or they have emotional like stress that they wanted to just have a day off, usually their parents like start blaming them and can't understand them. So basically like they lack a confident, I guess, kind of thing, a person to talk to. And also something about parents is also that more than the media that pressures girls on body image and causes them to like stress and everything about it, like it's like a friend of mine, like her parents like keep telling her like, you're too fat, you eat too much, when she is like very like perfectly fine, perfectly healthy. And then that got her into like eating disorders and stuff like that. So the parental pressure, because like we want to please our parents kind of thing. Like we love them and then we want them to be happy. And we think that what they tell us to do is right, right? And when they tell us things, usually we would do it, no matter how wrong we might feel internally. So there's like self-conflict kind of thing.
How do you think like those particular issues like make girls feel in general? Like how do they really affect like the mental health of girls?
Like the thing is, like you feel the parental issues, it makes them feel like first that if like they're not loved, that they can be abandoned, because if they don't do what their parents tell them, then there is a threat, like leave the house, I won't give you pocket money or something like that. So it makes them feel like so they're not loved and that they're not worthy of like, I guess, being who they are. So like kind of, or they would be like transparent kind of thing. And I feel this just kind of, I guess, piles up like low self-esteem, depression, self-hate.
When you think about like the COVID-19 pandemic and everything that's happened over the last couple of years, how do you think or have you noticed like that that has had an impact on young women's mental health?
I've been hearing like a lot of people, they're saying that they're depressed, you know, because I guess the thing is that like when you're you meet each other, you guys are like happy and everyone's polite and everything, and probably some people, they believe that okay, we're actual real friends. But then when there was COVID, and then they wanted to find their friends and everything, they kind of realized, oh, we weren't friends. You're just using me, or like we're fake kind of a thing. And I think that takes like an emotional toll on the brain. And then there was also about studies, where there was lack of motivation to study, and then this just stressed them out a lot, and that caused them anxiety. Just like that.
What do you think that girls need in order to have good mental health? Like, what needs to change?
What needs to change? Mm. It's kind of hard. I think it's the way that they're educated that can change their way of perceiving themselves. Like I was learning feminism this in grade 12, and it made me realize a lot of societal pressures and issues. And I feel the way that girls are educated and the way that they see how their parents interact or how their close ones interact with people and how the females play roles in families and stuff like that. It makes them feel pressured that, okay, probably I should do that too. And then but the problem is that most of the time, what they see is kind of that, like they're lower than probably the male. They're lower in the family. They need to serve or they need to please others. And they always have a smile. They can't like pry or pull like a face or stuff like that. And like the mothers, because like the mothers are female, right? But the mothers are also educated in a way that, like, you know, the older generation, it's even more traditional where the female kind of stays home and everything. So it's kind of like a generational, like a generation issue, like, and it's passed down. So I think it's hard to change.
That's a really good point. Yeah, that just that generational kind of impact, right? That you said gets down.
It's because like who influences us the most? It's like those we love and those that we've grown up with. Yet those that we keep loving and seeing and observing may have like their own issues as well. And they can't, they don't have the time to solve ours.
So I guess like thinking of that, like in order to have good mental health, it sounds like some of those beliefs, that have been passed down would probably need to change, right? In order to impact that. Do you know like any reasons why someone might not reach out for mental health support? Like, what do you think gets in the way of people reaching out for help?
I think that it's mostly about like they're scared to be judged. They're not sure if I reached out, would you really help me or would you make fun of me and just spread? Because I think for a woman, just like in the traditional times, like our reputation and our like pure cleanliness is very important. So there's always that pressure of is my reputation going to be ruined? There's also like, I guess sometimes, how do I say? Like probably in some family upbringings, we're told to deal with things ourselves, or don't trust others, or like probably when they were young and they had issues, right? Their parents might have always told them, it's such a small thing. Something big. You'll get over it soon, right? So when they grow older, they probably might feel it's like the same type of issue, so they don't open up to it. But also, I feel like, I guess for people like young, like students, right? We also have the financial factor, because I guess if you were to do like an official court thing or something like that. We don't have the financial issues. Like financial, I mean, financial support. For that. And I feel because like even at U of T, right, there are many cases of sexual harassment, assault, stuff like that. But like U of T is also asking, like, why are they not reporting it, right? And they have all these services for it, yet most of the cases don't, like, are not reported. And I guess, like, for some girls, it's that, like, because this person's at their school and they've got to see them every single day, they don't want to be hurt again by this person. And they don't want to, like, have, like, ruin their relationship so much. Yeah.
What do you think, like, people who support girls or girl serving professionals, what could they do either the same or differently in order to like really support girls' mental health?
Well, the thing is, I'm not really, really clear on what you guys are doing, like what I guess organizations who are doing, like, supporting mental health now are actually doing. So are you have to give me, like, kind of ideas of what they're doing so that I could see.
Yeah, I think that's like that's an important piece of it, right? Is like even that awareness to know what's out there, what's a what is even available. And I know like for our organization in particular, like we do counseling, so you can talk to somebody about, things that are stressing you out, issues and stuff like that. Sometimes it's like referrals to other organizations that support mental health. Sometimes it's medical, right? Where it's like medications, that kind of treatment. And I think like as part of this question, right? Like, what can girl serving professionals do? It could be like specifically what services they provide, but even like how they might approach a situation, right? When somebody comes to them about some mental health concerns. Does that make sense at all, or does that kind of, yeah.
So what I know about why someone would go up to just any person to look for help would be that they feel close to this person. They can trust this person and they feel like they will accept them. Right? So, a lot of the times it's like, when you go up to this person, you're gonna first decide, like, will they just, like, mock me? Or, like, will they take me seriously? You know, do they look like a mean person or do they look like a nice person? And, like, if they don't have the same experience as me, how could they understand me? Right? And so, like, I feel, it's a really small thing, but there needs to be, like, a warm atmosphere or, like, a warm, like, environment to be built. You know, it could be by colors, it could be by just, like, smiling, it could be by having, like a little bio or introduction under the counselor. Probably, like, saying what they experienced or, like, why they're here. It's probably when the person reads this, they'll be like, oh, so they can't understand me. We have some experiences. I can probably find this person, kind of a thing.
I love that. I think that's really good. What kind of like services or programs do you think might be helpful to have in your community that would support the mental health issues that you think like are kind of happening for girls?
That exists or can be created.
Yeah, even like ones that exist that you think might be helpful, or even ones that could be created.
Yeah, because like the thing is, what I'm like what is making me kind of hesitate is, like, I know what there is, and I know that, okay, if that, like, club or that organization really work the way that they say they work, that'd be great. But I just doubt that they really function that way, you know? Yeah. And I've personally never like looked out for mental health help. But I just feel like overall a organization or a club that can give a sense of community and welcoming, I think that's like very important, right? Because you want to be accepted. And like I think if we look for the help, we want to become better. We want to save ourselves, kind of a thing. So being able to know that this is a community that could help me would be crucial.
And it sounds like that kind of ties into the trust that you mentioned, right? Like trust in somebody, feeling that comfort. Yeah, to be able to talk about those things. Is there anything else that you think might be important to kind of share or give an insight on that we haven't had a chance to mention?
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, the reason why it's hard to like solve mental health issues and problems is because it touches like the deepest part of like the human, right? It's the heart. It is the emotional side. And that often is like the hardest part to open up to others. Because probably when we're not even like we don't have mental health problems or issues, we don't open up to other people, right? Or we're not, we're never taught, we weren't taught how to, and or we feel uncomfortable, right? So like there's yeah, so like even if there's all these sort of organizations and everything, like it's not that you guys aren't helpful. It's just really dependent on the person, like if they can convince themselves to trust again, convince themselves to be better again, convince themselves to love this world again, and to see it in a like a hopeful light, I guess.
That's what I think that totally makes sense for sure. Like in taking that first step, like unless you feel you're in a place that you can like, open up. And I think a lot of people like have this idea of like being vulnerable, right? And talking about these really hard feelings that, even if you don't even really know how to do that, it's taking that first step. That makes sense. Awesome. Well, that is all my questions. Thank you so much.